and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Just want to say thank you all for listening today. I really do enjoy, and I just want to say before we get going, I want to say thank you to Brother Bragg, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Raj, Mel, Deborah, Gary, and Seymour. Man, you know, I haven't heard from my good brother from Florida, Seth. Seth, where you at, man? We haven't heard from you in a little bit. Give us a call. So I just want to say, and especially to my man Scotty and CC, I want to say, especially to my man Scotty, thank you so much, brother, for you just being you, and I cherish, and this is such a beautiful network and with beautiful people, ideas, and opportunities that are creating this. I just want to, as we always do, I want to thank you and all the listeners that make Black Talk Radio Network what it is. And, you know, when you look throughout your life, there's different times in your eternity that you come across people and you develop relationships with them. I've never physically met Scotty, never physically met Roz, Jerry, brother. Well, no, I can't say that about Brother and Sister Davis. They're my peeps. I met them. A lot of you. Haven't physically met a lot of you, but I'm looking forward to it because it's like I've never not known you. And it's been, and it is, a great, great opportunity. It's a great, great moment, and I truly, truly treasure it. And I've always treasured and I've always appreciated every single moment throughout my physical human existence, because I appreciate and I have great gratification for what I didn't create and what was given to me without me asking, just because out of love. And because of that, it just changed the way, whole different way that I resonate. So to my man Scotty, I can't wait to meet Scotty privately, because that is a, there's a private relationship that Scotty and I continuously look to develop. And I don't always get to talk to Scotty. I talk to Scotty here on air and everything else, but his energy and who he is, and just from the time that we have on the air, man, that is such my brother. And anything I ever, ever can do, and look forward to doing more things and actually growing the network, funding growth through the network and everything else as new opportunities come along and they make themselves present. I there's plans that we have. And let me tell you, man, Black Talk Radio Network and you all are definitely a part of some of the things that I want to do in the future, because I truly, truly love and appreciate and have mad, mad respect for you all. So looking forward to meeting my man, Scotty.
Feeling is mutual, Dave. Feeling is mutual.
I know. I know, brother. As I'm making through my way through North Carolina, going home, you know, to Raleigh to see my parents and everything else. Definitely going to stop by and go to lunch and just hang out with my man, Scotty. Looking forward to that. So with that being said, I want to jump into today's show. And before we do that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. It's very easy that what you can do. Just give some of your financial energy. I need to donate and do more, and I have plans on doing that. And I actually, let me tell you, some of the things that, you know, going forward and investing forward, I've decided some of the things that I need to invest in are things that I didn't create myself. And Black Talk Radio Network, I didn't create. And I know that it's so important for me to invest more than just my energy into it, but to invest some financial seed into it for it to do more. And that's what one of the things I want to plan on doing. And what I, you know, with that, with you all, because I know as things start to unfold, we're going to have a great opportunity to actually energize and to get this network in a continuous forward direction and get it to be able to be completely self-sustaining and develop more talent, develop more shows, more programs, more opportunities. And you know, Scotty has a plan. He spoke about that plan, and once I heard that plan, I said I was all in, even before he started saying anything. So this is some of the things that I want to do and what we all should be doing together, because I think it's very, very important. And in the meantime, if you could give some of your financial energy for this, for the network presently, that would definitely help us to get to where we're going. You could do that by going to the website. And the website for the network is, as you already know, is, but for there are new listeners that happen all the time, go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the home page, you will see on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation prompt that's there. It's green with the holding hands. Just click on it and give some of your financial energy. What I mean by financial energy, give some of your cash that you've worked and which you were paid for your labor for, and to give it to the network so it can seed itself going forward. And that is something that we have to do, because there are no sponsors outside of you, the listeners. There are no sponsors outside of us, those that engage in Black Talk Radio Network on the daily. So let's make sure that we're feeding the roots so that this tree can continue to bear great fruit. Also, as another way that you can support the network, you can do that by going to or being a member with BTR Community. And BTR Community is the social media network that was put together for you by the network. And the reason why it was put together is because it's a more holistic way for you to engage in your social media activity outside of being on the mainstream platforms such as Facebook, tweeting, and all of that other stuff. Because there's an adverse side effect to all of that. Yes, it feels good. Yes, it feels good. Everything that feels good is not always good for you. Yes, it makes it facilitates a comfort level, and we like it. But everything that you like is not always good for you. And that's not saying that you shouldn't engage in things that you like or that nature. No, but I think it's very important that we know. Just because something tastes good does not mean that it's good for you. And it's just something we always got to be constantly reminded of. Every single one of us, from me to you and you to me, we all engage in that. So BTR Community was put together, BTR Community, the social media platform, was put together so that you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected and in a actual platform was designed to be able to give you those outlets, that social media, you know, outlet. And the reason why it doesn't adversely affect you as much as the other ones is because, one, it does, you know, Scotty will never sell your information to any bidder. Two, whatever you post, you know, whatever you talk about, whatever you sponsor, whatever you, it stays within that community. And the only people that see it are the members, not shared with anybody else. You know, and many of us don't realize that we put our whole lives on the other ones that are for, that we think are for free, and you wonder why there's been different positions at work or different positions or different jobs you may apply for, you didn't get it because they went to your Facebook. They went to your Fedbook so that you can tweet on yourself. And even though some of those things you put in there in fun and gesture, or there was a point that you were trying to make outside of maybe the overall scope and view. And not only that, just because you post something does not mean that that is who you are. But another thing that really harms you on those platforms is other people can post on your in your stuff that you don't even know, and they don't care about what they have. You know what, they're so, like all addictions, we don't ever look at the consequences of what we do. We just want to do it. So it's very harmful in so many ways. And so that's why I don't engage on Fedbook any longer. You won't see me on there at all. My profile is still there and all of that other stuff is there. You know, that's cool, but I don't engage in it. It was for a reason why I did it. It was for RDP, to get those individuals some information, but also to, at some point and sometime, to walk back from that. To walk back from that, and we did a SDG to those for those that took the press. It's sometimes it's better to walk past that. And those individuals, if they need, you know, need or want something from me, they know how to get in contact with me. But it is not a place where it was. It may feel good, it may sound good, it may taste good, but it is not in the best interest. And so for me, it was the best thing for me to remove myself, especially, you know, and then times you get busy and these devices, man, you know, the devices, the digital space and everything else, it's so important for me to put it down. So important for me to put it down from time to time. One, I'm going to tell you something about me. I hate talking on the phone. I absolutely hate talking on the phone because it's so impersonal. I don't like, you know, that, you know, so I'm not one to really talk on the phone for very, very long. And, you know, there's, for a lot of the men on my mom's side of the family, you know, they didn't even have, you know, they had telephones when we were growing. Y'all remember when we had telephones at home, some of you, before cell phones. Their home, their telephone, their landline, you know, they never, you know, they only used it for emergencies or anything. They didn't get calls, and I, you know, I, that was what I was growing up. I never liked to give my telephone number out for people to call me. Why do you want to call? Why do you want to sit on the phone and talk to me? I, you know, engagement, you know, but people is much more important. But, you know, technology, people are all over the place, and as you get older, things are, you know, so, but I'm just saying, you know, I never even liked that, you know, form. I guess, you know, for me, in my opinion, I'm a real old spirit. I love the communion of our people in we settling out our differences and in learning from each other in a more personal, succinct way, instead of us having these relationships with all these devices, you know, so because they made us comfortable, they made and so forth and so on. We'll have a show with that. We're supposed to have a one. We will do that later on. So just wanted to say, BTR community, definitely $24 a year. Engage in that. It's the only place that I post for reason. And I don't post for entertainment. Like, I don't eat food for entertainment. I use it for a purpose. I eat to nourish and to get energy into my physical body. I don't eat for pleasure. Also, I don't engage in social media for pleasure. There's a lot of things that I do that are pleasing to me and pleasurable and everything else. But it's, you know, for me, that is not one. So that's just, you know, I treat it, yeah, I think I look at it just like the fluoride in the water in the GMO food. It's not synthetic. It's synthetic. It's not organic. And so in that, but do we need it to get information out and to have engagement and to, yes, but absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's when it's a business thing that you do it for those reasons, yes, but I try not to overextend and overextend myself by way of too much of that entertainment. But BTR community is a great place for you to do that, $24 a year. So definitely join that, and it's the only place that I actually post and share information. It's the only place that I will do it because it's just more sincere to me. For me, even though we didn't create the internet and all these other things, but Scotty created BTR community, and because of that, I have more confidence in Scotty. Yes, someone can hack BTR and all those other things, but I know Scotty's intentions. I know Scotty's heart, and it's a pleasure to say I know Scotty. It's a pleasure I say that I know you all. I don't care what the system says you did or everything else, but I know you. I know you, and I know we all have flaws, but by me knowing you, I'm more secure with that because I know your intentions are sincere. So that's why BTR is so, so important. So engage in that. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Oh, before I do that, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. But before you ever purchase at Prosperity Mint, please, if this is the first time, please use info@ProsperityMint and say, hey, looking to purchase for the first time, so someone can reach out to you and explain to you the purchasing power, the purchasing process, because there are some things that you need to know. It was so funny. There's one individual, I won't say who the individual is, they know who they are. They didn't know certain very important things about the overall buying process. And so once they found out, and they was like, oh, they was like, that's why you say call, because I didn't know this and I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah, there's some things you need to know. And just to make sure that you know how the process works and everything that's involved, there's some things that, you know, you definitely need to, you know, be aware of. So make sure before you purchase online at Prosperity Mint, make sure you send an email to info@ProsperityMint.com, and someone will definitely get back to you and let them know that, hey, thinking about purchasing, this is what I'm thinking about doing, and they will reach out to you and get you some good information. And if I'm able to do it, I definitely will answer you and give you a call as well. But just make sure you leave a number also that way you can be reached and called. Okay? All right, so can't do that yet, just yet. Everyone, please continue to support at the GoFundMe campaign for my man, Michael Emmanuel. And Michael is recovering from chemo and had germ cell cancer, and it's been 1 month since his chemo, and there are some things that the family needs to actually strengthen Michael's immune system and to help detox from the cancer and from the chemotherapy that his body had to endure. And you know, some of this stuff is extremely expensive, so they are asking for your assistance. For those of you that have given, thank you so much, greatly, greatly appreciate it. And you can find the GoFundMe campaign from Michael Emmanuel at GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee5P-3500. So make sure you do that. Also, if you would like to be a part of our trading of the cryptocurrencies, you could do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com and join the Trade Coin Club with us, and then we have we're going to be having meetings every Monday, 15 minutes after Tando Radio Show about the cryptos and some shows from here and there. So very important. The cryptos are starting to move back up. Some of you have just got into, because things are changing, and some of you have completed the process of so that you're now trading. Good for you. Those of you that haven't, that signed up, definitely things are going to start heating up in the cryptocurrency, and you don't want to be caught behind. And then you could build and trade, and this Trade Coin Club is very easy. You just have to monitor it once a week to let it know what you want to how you want to trade. It does it for you the rest of the time, and then you can focus on other things and everything else. It works for me. I absolutely was surprised at it how efficient and what you're able to actually gain. So it's worth it. So definitely, you want to be a part of that, and you can go to ourcryptocurrency.com, or if you have any questions about it, you can definitely text me at 951-790-8330. 951-790-8330. One question for you all. When people give their telephone number, why do they speed up to like Mach 2? When people usually do it. I don't know, because they hear other people do it and they just rattle it off. So 951-790-8330. If you have some questions, text me. And as soon as I get a chance, I'll get back to you. Okay. All right. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. And before we do that, let's take a look at what today's show is going to be all about. And today's show is going to be, it's Financial Friday. And today's show is Those Who Supplant Oppression Bring Birth to a New Realm. I think this is very, very important, bringing birth to a new realm. And it's so, for me, I love seeing people meeting the challenges of everyday physical life, meeting it with the understanding that I need to fix this. And it doesn't change their overall demeanor, doesn't change their energy, doesn't send them on a wild goose chase. They stay focused. Stay focused. And so many of you do that. And I truly, truly appreciate it. And to encourage each other, say, hey, maybe you want to try this, maybe what about this? Did you think about this and this? And man, it's so sincere, because that's what we should all be doing. Because if we don't do that, we stay victim to this whole oppressive system, and it drives us crazy. It makes us ill. It causes for all forms of, all forms of adverse conditions and actions that we fall victim to, and it creates it changed our DNA and our RNA, so we change who we really are. And it's such a low frequency, and it's so demonic, and it's so destructive, it actually produces that type of energy within us all, and we become very somewhat malevolent. Even when we talk to people, we talk with no real compassion. We talk from what the streets have taught us, and the streets have been actually splattered with so much of the vileness of this system. So we always try to be hard. We always got to, have a negative view and outlook toward things. And that's because we dwell, and we were born into a very negative society, in a very negative paradigm. But that doesn't mean that you have to be that way. And I think there's a difference between being negative and seeing threats. Big, big, big difference. You always want to protect yourself from what's trying to harm you. Because if you don't, then what's trying to harm you will succeed. And protect yourself by actively knowing and developing defense strategies. Because it's just like this. If the human body does not protect itself from all of the attacks from different germs, from different bacteria, from different viruses, both natural and man-made, if the body doesn't have an immune system, a strong immune system, what happens to the body? It starts to fall apart. It becomes infirm. It becomes infirm. So I think a strong immune system has to be cultivated. And then when you have a strong immune system, then you can now focus on your health from a different standpoint. It's just like with sports. If you are the best athlete in the world, but if you're out of shape, you will never be able to display your talents because your talents will never be able to get past you being out of shape. We are so out of shape, and getting in shape is difficult. It's something that we always continuously have to do, and it's a matter of maintaining your stamina and everything else. And so many of us, we get tired. It's understandable, but you don't have to get tired. Getting tired is a choice. Getting tired is a choice. So very important that we have a strong immune system and we give it what it needs to be strong so that you can endure all of the things, or when your immune system is not able to endure what it is, then you can go into what the great creator has given that will aid and strengthen your immune so that your immune system will have the proper defenses and you will be able to withstand it all. You know, it's not only in the physical realm, but it's the spiritual realm, and it's in the energy realm, it's in the eternal realm, in the now, it's in the yesterday, it's in the tomorrow. So this is why I think it's so important for us to supplant oppression by bringing birth to a new realm. That starts with you. So that's what today's show is going to be all about. I'm going to jump into what's in the news. And I the reason why is the new realm is because we bring certain things for you to start to solve those problems that you may be facing in the future while you still have the stability that you may need. You don't want to be caught by off guard and by surprise. Then a lot of times we respond emotionally. If you know certain things are happening, obstacles are coming, you can avoid those obstacles, or you can brace yourself, or you can put yourself in a position of advantage to better deal with it. That's what this is all about. That's what Tando Radio Show is all about. It always will be about that, as long as myself and you maintain that overall direction, which I think is extremely important in the present eternal realm that we're in. Okay, so let's jump into the news. So with that being said, first article, I got this one from Bloomberg. And this is going to be one of the featured articles for today. There's a $382 billion gap in the S&P. S&P stands for the Standard & Poor 500. Those are the top 500 companies on the Dow Jones. Biggest pension plans. There is a $382 billion gap in the S&P 500's biggest pension plan. Very, very important, because that generally means that is definitely going to affect you, adversely affect you, if you don't know and properly position yourself to build your immunity against that. Next article, this one comes from the Good News Network. Couple's breathtaking engagement photo shot shows it's never too late for love. And this is a cool, a really cool picture, and the brother is holding up a sign. She says yes, and you have these two golden age individuals, and that is just so cool. They're both two gorgeous people. You can see their spirits through everything. It's so cool. So check out that article. Really good one. Next article comes from Reuters. Exclusive U.S. Come on down. U.S. toughened stance. Man, hold on a second. U.S. Toughened stance on foreign deals and blow to China's buying spree. A secretive U.S. government panel has objected to at least 9 acquisitions of U.S. companies by foreign buyers so far this year. But let me tell you, this tells you everything. The facade of the American wealth and hegemony is being disassembled, or no, I would say it's being imploded intentionally for the benefit of maintaining overall subjugation and enslavement of the general human population on Earth. And this is one of the tactics that's used. And this is definitely going to continue to be speed up because the U.S. is in receivership. Check out that article. Next article. This one comes from the Washington Post. Trump's lawyers seek to undercut Mueller's Russian investigation. So check out that article. Then the next one I got from the Business Insider. Mueller's. Mueller has expanded the Russian probe to include Trump's business dealings. Here's what he's looking at. And this, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, is all a part of the intentional collapse that the real target is you and I and everyone else that is like us. And so this is going to be a part of the process that's going to speed up the overall purge of the U.S. in my estimation. I think there's going to be some crazy, crazy times that's going to be coming up. And it's going to be reality TV. This is why they went and got a dude from reality TV, because they're going to have a reality TV unwinding of the, as I always like to say it, the untied states of America. And different states will go in their different directions by taking and seizing on assets in order to fund themselves going forward in the new economy. So check out that. Next article is from Waking Times. Unleash your unique talents and gifts in service of a world in need. I love Waking Times. They always have some great, great stuff. So check out that article. I think that's very, very important. Very, very important that you first and foremost, you do that for yourself, because if you don't do it for yourself, then you won't be able to withstand the overall needs of everyone else. You have to do it for you first, and then strategically and with great strategy, do with what you can do without overextending yourself. Very, very important. Next article from Business Insider. I got this from Business Insider. We are at war, and people don't even know. Inside the divide between the military and the rest of America, that's wider than it's ever been. Yes, this article is so true. There is a long-standing war that has been going on for a while, and it's a slow and methodical approach, because what they do is they give you the drama of Hollywood, and they expect you and what they do is they season your thinking to that if nothing doesn't happen in the next 2 hours, then it ain't real. Because that's how Hollywood sets everything up, to give you the whole implosion immediately. And it builds up that anxious spirit, and it builds up that until before long, they do everything on a slow, methodical scale. So you say, I ain't nothing going to happen. You don't even see that that they've already been boiling everything, and they got you already in it. So very important that you know what's going on and make your decisions and let your conscience be your guide. Next article comes from the South China Morning Post. China's VPN crackdown, how Beijing students are coping. Scotty would love this one. So check out that one. Very, very important one. Next one, I got this one from Russia Insider. This will be a part of today's show. Russia's largest bank makes the first transaction on the Shanghai Gold Exchange as Moscow and Beijing prepare for trading in gold. This is so huge, and we talked about this earlier this week, so we're going to revisit it. And I said that once this marker is met, it's telling you where things are really, really going and what it really means. And we have just crossed this. And back in 2015, once the IMF had accepted the yuan inside of the SDRs, and the whole banking system changed. And what it did was that it divested itself from the American dollar hegemony and the Western influence economically, geopolitically over the world. And it was starting to move towards what the new superpower wanted to be. And this is how they entail it. This is how they never, ever lose control of things, because they put in the ownership that best serves them. So this is a huge, huge indicator, and we're going to definitely talk about this. So check out that next article. I posted this one from Russia Insider as well. Russia, China lays groundwork for BRICS. And BRICS is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and a consortium of other nations. Transactions in gold. So next one. Next article I posted from this one from Business Insider. My man Raj posted this one as well, too. This one is North Korea's economy is booming. North Korea's economy is booming. So check out that article. Next one, I posted this one. Scotty would actually appreciate this one. New Hawaii campaign to help residents plan for a North Korea attack. So check out, they were given some advisements. Some of the things that they told some of the people in Hawaii off of the news, and this was some other news, some of the news agencies and what they were telling them. And I didn't get to post it, but I know from just some other things, other things that I read online, was that the news was telling people to prepare, have 14 days of food, water, shelter in place, and you have to be able to withstand for a time period of not going outdoors for about 14 days. That's their preparation.
Hey, wow. Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Now, if a nuclear weapon hit Oahu, which is the most populated island in the chain of islands of Hawaii, or even if they hit the Big Island where it has an active volcano, I would suspect that if you don't have a bomb shelter underground,
right,
that you just toast, man. You can save up all the water and food all you want to. You'll never get to eat it.
Right, Scotty. It's so true. There's nowhere to go. Absolutely, Scotty. And what actually should be happening is that there should already have been shelters, bunkers, and everything else that have already been established there in Hawaii. But they didn't do that. But so check out this. And Scotty, that's why I knew Scotty would appreciate it. It's a no-win situation. Everyone there is completely stuck. Completely stuck. And, you know, could you imagine that happening? The overall loss of life and everything else that would happen there would be so expensive. And just think about, what would the U.S. response be to that? I'm going to tell you what it would be. Wouldn't be enough. Look at Katrina. Would not be enough. See, a storm, even with the overall tsunami, the hurricane and then the flooding, this brings in totally different dynamics. And those dynamics, you may not see them as being relevant, but if it does happen, and if you do survive it, the worst is only just begun. The overall, you know, detonation or the overall missile strike ain't the worst. It's the after that's the worst. And then, you know, so many of us if you're in Hawaii, that you know that this is the possibility of this happening, and if it does, you know, don't want it to happen, but the odds of it happening are much greater today than it was yesterday. So it's just, you know, you really do. If you don't have a shelter, if you don't have means to get underground and be able to sustain yourself underground for a long enough period, there is no real response that you can have to it. None whatsoever. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't, because you never know how things go. But it's, you're rolling the dice that are loaded. So check out that article as well. Let me move right along here. All right, and my man Rod posted this from the New York Times. Sean Spicer resigns as White House press secretary. Check out that article. Next one, Rod posted this one from The Guardian. Vladimir Putin, I may not leave Russian presidency. And I bust out laughing. It's hilarious. Yeah, and one of the things that they're going to do to ensure that, because they know they're about to, the war is about to kick off. There is no in the continuity of government, there is no change of individuals. But hey, you know that this is what we've accepted as people, so what we have to deal with. Next article, Rise posted this from AP. Hackers have access to millions of Social Security numbers. Hackers who breached a Kansas Department of Commerce data system in March has access to more than 5.5 million Social Security numbers in 10 states. man, this has been going on for a long time, and believe me, it's being done for a reason. So that's what's in the news, and so we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on it at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. We'll see you in queue. What's up there, Strategic Melanin? I'm glad to see you back. Missed you over the week. So definitely jump in if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time. We'd love to hear from you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. And before we do, one of the things I want to do, I want to, for those of you that are part of the TradeCoin, our cryptocurrency, and are learning and getting into cryptocurrencies, there's a video I want to play for you. It's really, really, really quick. It's about 2 minutes long. And just to give you an introduction as to what the blockchain is and what it's all about, so that you can have some fundamental or a at least a cursory understanding of what it is. And I think this 2 minute video is really, really good in explaining that. So I'm going to pull this up real quick, and then we'll get that going. Let me just cue everything up here. And hopefully, yeah.
I wonder whether your ballot is actually counted.
Let me just fix this. Pull this back real quick. 1 second. Start it off. Okay, here we go.
When you vote, have you ever wondered whether your ballot is actually counted?
Yep.
If you meet someone online, how do you know they're who they say they are? When you buy coffee that's labeled Fairtrade, what makes you so certain of its origin? To be sure, really sure, about any of those questions, you'd need a system where records could be stored, facts could be verified by anyone, and security is guaranteed. That way, no one could cheat the system by editing records, because everyone using the system would be watching. Systems like this are on the horizon, and the software that powers them is called a blockchain. Blockchains store information across a network of personal computers, making them not just decentralized, but distributed. This means no central company or person owns the system, yet everyone can use it and help run it. This is important because it means it's difficult for any one person to take down the network or corrupt it. The people who run the system use their computer to hold bundles of records submitted by others, known as blocks, in a chronological chain. The blockchain uses a form of math called cryptography to ensure that records can't be counterfeited or changed by anyone else. You've probably heard of the blockchain's first killer app, a form of digital cash called Bitcoin that you can send to anyone, even a complete stranger. Bitcoin is different from credit cards, PayPal, or other ways to send money because there isn't a bank or financial middleman involved. Instead, people from all over the world help move the digital money by validating others' Bitcoin transactions with their personal computers, earning a small fee in the process. Bitcoin uses the blockchain by tracking records of ownership over this digital cash, so only one person can be the owner at a time, and the cash can't be spent twice, like counterfeit money in the physical world can. But Bitcoin is just the beginning for blockchains. In the future, blockchains that manage and verify online data could enable us to launch companies that are entirely run by algorithms, making self-driving cars safer, help us protect our online identities, and even track the billions of devices on the Internet of Things. These innovations will change our lives forever, and it's all just beginning. To learn more,
okay, hold on 1 second.
I was about to say we lost audio. Hey, Dave, can I chime in on that right there? Because you mentioned this the other day.
Okay, so we're going to...
Okay. Dave, you there?
Right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to add a quick comment. You mentioned blockchain the other day. And I was just thinking about, you know, the movement to buy black, which I support. We should support each other. Okay, but I was thinking, why has it, and I certainly don't have the knowledge on how to do it, and I would never undertake it, but we got some smart people out there. Why isn't there digital, why doesn't somebody create a digital currency for black dollars, circulating black dollars, whatever you want to call
it?
You know, certainly Black Talk Media Project would accept them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And right. do you think that's a viable way, as you know, because you know, there's 90 black businesses here, but they're black businesses online that people all over the globe. I mean, we could even expand it to include the diaspora. But creating your mm-hmm. own economy, that seems to me the way to create a black economy. Your thoughts?
Yep, definitely. And I'm glad you said that. Yes, that is actually in the works. And what's so powerful about it is not in the works by just one individual or one entity or one group of people. It's many groups of people that are, yes, that is actually in the works. I'm very aware of individuals that are actually developing that, and that's what their purpose is. And this is so broad because it's going to be so many different things. Now, here's the thing about the blockchain that is going to be a challenge. Net neutrality is going to be a huge... This is why this one of the reasons why this thing is coming up right now and why it's on the forefront. And remember, one of the things about this whole thing, the blockchain may be something that individuals have created, but the internet is still the conduit of it all that wasn't created by these, and the whole system. This is why I think it's very, very important for us to see what the opportunities are, but realize this: Scotty didn't create it, you didn't create it, David didn't create it. So there is a risk factor that we have yet not seen. But because of the overall capability of it, the system actually, the actual system that wants to collapse and maintain control, they want it to be brought into existence and for people to have complete confidence in it, to think that, yeah, they're sticking it to the man and all these other things, when actuality is not it. But until it becomes more widely used and until it becomes much broader, they're going to have to allow it to make its overall presence and to present itself as an alternative to what we've looked in the past as being so problematic, so oppressive, so suppressive. And as long as we realize, until you create something completely, you never ever control what its intentions are. So, yes, there are people that are doing that as we speak now, and I think there may be even one or two. I'll let you know what it is. But and what's so great about it, BTR community could have its own. You could have your own. Different people could have their own. Communities could have it. You could have it for people in Georgia. You could have it for Floridians. You could have it for Texans, for Californians. You could have it for this, and all of the other. You could have it for your family and everything else. And then corporations and then businesses could do it as well. So that's what the blockchain, a real good explanation as to what the blockchain is. Now, is it going to be the end all to all? No. And I tell you this, this is a couple of major things that I see with the blockchain and the cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrencies have never gone through one economic crisis yet. Has not gone through one economic crisis yet. And how it responds to an economic crisis is going to be telling. And I think this next one that we're going to go through, it is going to do very well because the system actually needs it to do well.
Dave.
And because of that, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I mean, what we're discussing is long-term planning. This is not something that's going to be rolled out tomorrow, rolled out next week, or even next month or next year. But it should be in anybody that's seeking as much independence as possible, because you are right. We don't control the internet. But hey, nations in Africa can create their own internet. I mean, like France has its own internet, or it's called the Interlink or something like that. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about Gaddafi and the move for the United African currency backed by the gold dinar. I mean, you know, they could do the same concept could be done through Africa developing an African digital currency in a digital market.
Right.
So just getting ideals based. I don't have the first idea on how to create the technology. You know, I mean, I know a little bit about it, but I'm not an expert and it's not something I would undertake. But I do see the potential advantages of that what's the word you use to exercise sovereignty?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know what, Scotty, it's so important. And the thing about, to me, what's so important about this is that Gaddafi was doing this, and actually, you know, people throughout the world are already, and like Scotty said, it's been in existence for a while now, but it's been slowly, but now it's becoming more commonplace and it's getting more exposure. It's been actually introduced since 2008 and has been growing since then. Now it's going to be completely global, and there's a process to it. So the foundation is being laid and everything else, and it's only going to take off in all different forms of directions, and the opportunity in this is going to be extremely great. If we always remain and we always understand some fundamental key parts, and if you do that, we'll never overextend ourselves past what we should be extending ourselves past. So, you know, the connectivity of it all and the authenticity of it all is great, but really, one thing that we know about the system is that you can never trust when it says that you can trust it. You know, you can't. You know, and you shouldn't. It's proven itself that way. And until that becomes where we have been so accustomed to it being a realm and a paradigm of lies, until we have a paradigm and a realm of truth to where it's reversed, you have to always be on guard. So wait, let me finish this real quick so you can hear the end of it, because it took me a second. Y'all know my internet. So hold on. Here's the end of this 2-minute video. It's like only like 20, less than 16 seconds left. Here we go. I want you to hear this.
Beginning. To learn more about the urgent future of the blockchain, please visit ifts.org/blockchainfuturelab.
Oh, well, that was basically it. So, and I wanted to play that so that you all can have an idea of what the blockchain is and where it's going. It's kind of like the internet of the past, when we went from, when everything was analog and it's going to go to digital. This is the same thing that's here. Everyone is going to be, the system is going to ensure that everyone uses it, and what they have to do is they have to entice you to use it. And they're going to do that by so many different ways, so many different ways. So I think it's very important that we know these things, and then we come up with our own rules of engagement that is good for you individually, your family, and us community-wise. Now, what does that mean? Establish your own protocols that you will follow. Establish your own protocols that you will follow with your family. Establish protocols that you may establish with different groups. Like we have our trade coin group. We need to establish protocols about how we're going to do different things with this technology and to take advantage of it. These are things that we should be doing. This is how you establish your own self-sovereignty and self-determination. Very, very important, and the opportunity is great. So I just wanted to play that for you all. Before we go to a commercial break, if you have any questions before we go to a commercial break, now's the time. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866. We got like 4 minutes, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. See you in queue. If you have any questions or comments about it, we'd love to hear from you all. I think it's something that we should all be engaging in, because it provides for for your own solutions and how you're going to do it. It is going to be here. It is going to be here, and I think it's worthwhile for us to use it to our benefit, whatever benefit you see fit for that. Okay, just like when, you know, in the early 90s, when the overall PC and the internet and the information superhighway, you know, people are like, and it's not going to look, well, look how significant and important it is in your life right now. Look how much influence it has in your life. Look how much you use it right now. Well, the blockchain is going to be even surpassed of that, because it's going to be where it's going to bring opportunities to places that don't have access to the digital world. It's going to bring the digital world to them. And so it's so much to it, and we should be using these things to our advantage. You know, sometimes we create different things that the system uses to their advantage. Sometimes the system will create some things that we should be using to our advantage. I think it's always a wise thing to do. But it's up to you how you do it. Because I remember when Bitcoin was $23. Actually, no, I remember when it was it was around $16 is the lowest that I ever remember Bitcoin. So, and now is what? $2,700. Today it went up like around to $2,750. And, you know, there's some. Now, I do want to say this before we go to a commercial break. By the end of this month, and for those of you that are in our Trade Coin Club, you know, are with our trading with our cryptocurrency.com, there are things that are changing for Bitcoin, and something very, very important. In Bitcoin, at the end of this month, may do what Ethereum did, and it's known as forking. And if it does fork, there are some things that you need to know, okay, so that you don't lose, and that you can take advantage of some things. So that is going to be very, very important if Bitcoin forks or not, and that's going to happen at the end. For those of you that have wallets, maybe some of your wallets have said on a certain date, July the 31st, that they're not going to be engaging in any Bitcoin transactions. The reason why is because they don't want to lose those overall Bitcoin. If you have transactions during July the 31st, you're at risk of losing that Bitcoin completely, because the blockchain won't know which area to send that Bitcoin that you just transactioned. There's so many different things. We always got to stay up, and I want to keep you abreast as to things, because I don't want you to lose. I want you to gain. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we'll start the second part of the show. But if you have a question or comment you would like to air, do that. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to thank you all for listening. And if you'd like to get in at any time, you can give us a call, 866-510-9025, to make your question or comment known, so that we can have a dialogue or just can hear from you. Very, very important. So if you want to do that, you can definitely jump in and give us a call. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to go into the next part of the show, so I'm going to be off of the board, so I won't be able to see the board. So if you do have a question or comment, you can just say, excuse me, by dialing the number and hitting **, and then we'll get right to you. All right, so now, there's an article that I posted inside of Tando Radio Show's post on BTR, and it is, there is a $382 billion gap in the S&P 500 biggest pension plan. Why are we talking about this? Dave, why are you talking about this? Well, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I think it's the reason why we created this, to make you aware of some things that could adversely affect you. And this gap and this article that's out of Bloomberg is telling you that every pension plan in this country, in my opinion, is woefully underfunded, and it can't meet its obligations. Let me tell you something, and I know some people are going to get mad, so what? You know me, I don't, can't say that. Don't really care. Very important that the truth be told. One of the biggest Ponzi schemes that we get introduced to by our parents, grandparents, and everyone else, society and everything else, is, and it is so detrimental. It's good when it, it's good when it works. It's okay when it works, but it's the worst when it doesn't. Because when it doesn't work is when you need it the most. And one of the biggest Ponzi schemes that goes on and on for so long, that is going to be exposed to a lot of things that are going to be happening in the future. And by the time that a lot of people realize that, oh, shoot, we've been had, it's insurance. I don't care if you're an insurance agent and all of that other stuff. Insurance is based off of a Ponzi scheme. It's pyramiding, plain and simple. Here's why. The only reason why, if you have car insurance, the only reason why the car company can pay, the insurance company can pay you for an accident, let's say it wasn't your fault, and they're going to pay you for your damaged car and whatever else that they're paying. The only reason why that they can pay you is because you're the only ones, or you're or one of the few that had an accident that day, that month, that week, that year, whatever. If everybody has an accident, they won't be able to fund those claims. What does that mean? It's a pyramid. It's a complete pyramid. And it gives you the hope that you're going to get something and that you need to have it. Is insurance beneficial in different things? Yes, when it works. Is it beneficial when it doesn't work? No. Every premium that you've ever paid that you've ever paid into it is gone. This is why they don't insure disasters. This is why they don't insure wars. Because they can't fund it. They don't have the liquidity to do it. And these are the things that you need to know so that you never ever overexpose yourself to too many pyramids in your life. You need to have, and I'm not talking about the pyramids that we continue to build and that we built in the past. I'm talking about the economic pyramid that is there to do what? That is there as a monument of deceptive siphoning of your labor and your energy. So insurance is one of the biggest. It doesn't matter what kind of insurance it is. Health insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, all of that is a Ponzi scheme. Whatever insurance you have, if you and a million people have a problem, or you and 100,000 people have that same problem at that exact same time, they ain't gonna pay you. So what does that mean? That's a problem. I mean, it is for me. I don't know about you. Same thing with the pension plan. The pyramid. It goes right along with the insurance. And we fall into these traps because we've seen other people get paid out on insurance, and we've seen other people get paid out on pension plans. You got to know where you are in the overall economic spectrum to know what is the likelihood of you being paid out on insurance and everything else. I had a friend that said that, and love a friend of that. I had a friend that said that one thing that we need to do for people to stop, for our people and our black men to stop being shocked, is that we need the insurance as the answer. No, it's not. I'm going to tell you why. And the reason why they said that is that because they would be paying out so much that they would make it stop. No, they wouldn't. because the premiums would be so high, nobody would be able to afford it. In order for you to get that insurance, they would look at your overall risk factors, and they would say, this is the premium now you got to pay because you are at high risk of being shot by the police. Guess what? You won't pay the premium. The system is never the solution to what we need to do. The solution to what we need to do is always us. It's always you. Always has been and always will be. And when we stop denying what the great creator has given us in our talents and our abilities, we'll be in a much better position than we were for the past century. And where we'll be going forward. Gotta stop relying on and God we trust and start relying on the love that has given us without our asking. Because it's just that great. And if these pension funds is something of some of the pyramids that you need to be aware of, they're telling you right now that they don't have it, so that later on when it goes awry, they'll say, we told you we didn't have it, and since you didn't listen to us, you didn't prepare for it, now you need us to fix it. We was telling you that there was a major problem. And you know what they'll say? It was that company and that company, when in actuality it was the whole system. And what the system will do, will come back and say, this is what we're going to do to remedy that problem. And once again, they're going to give you a prescription of a synthetic falsehood. Just like when we go to the doctors and they give us a synthetic prescription from a pharmaceutical company to supposedly give you health care for your infirm or ill body. When in actuality, before, when we were on the great creator's ecosystem, these problems never even came up. So, why am I saying this? I'm about to read this article to you all. And if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit star, say, just let me know that you're there because I'm not on the board. I won't be able to see you in queue. All right, so now, I posted it and you can find it in BTR community. Those of you that are not members, please become members of BTR community so that you can see this for yourself. All right, so now, S&P 500, biggest pension plans face $382 billion funding gap. Hold on, wait a minute. That's a half a trillion dollars. So that means that everything that they're telling you is a lie. They'll say, well, I really don't have it. I don't have, you know, I owe you $1 million, but I only had $250,000. In actuality, they got more. But in this case, they say, we're a little short by maybe about $382 billion. When in actuality, they're over $2, $3 trillion short. Why? Because they can't allow you to stop paying your premium. Because then when you stop paying your premium, they don't need a million accidents to happen for it to go up. All they need is two.
You got a call, Dave.
This is so. Oh, thank you, Scotty, for checking the board. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave, what's up? This Ramon. Hey, Scotty, what's up?
Peace,
brother. Ramon, what's going on? Hey, Ramon, wanted to clarify something on Wednesday. You know, when you're on air, you're speaking so fast and you're running up against time and it pushes you. So he said he wanted to clarify something that he said that was in error, but the brother was never in error. We know that and we get it. But Ramon, first tell everybody what that was, because you sent me a message and I said, hey, yeah, bring that up tomorrow. We weren't able to do it yesterday. So if you would, you remember what it was, Ramon?
Yeah, Dave, I do.
Go ahead, bro.
I was just I did want to make a correction about the author Arnaldos Montanus. He wasn't Spanish, he was Dutch. So you'll find most of his works under that, you know, as a Dutch author. But I just wanted to chime in to confirm that your comment about the insurance claims and how they won't pay out, if they pay out at all, it's going to be very little. last year here in Colorado, we get a lot of hailstorms, particularly on my side of town. But this hailstorm was so bad, it felt like, I mean, it came across like somebody was shooting, you know, we was taking fire, rapid fire from a helicopter or something. It was that bad all over the city. But mostly in our little corner of the city, Southeast Colorado Springs. Well, the damage was so bad. I mean, fences were gone, roofs, everything. It was so bad. I'm surprised this didn't go, you know, out to the nation or national news. But when they came through, they had, that was just literally about four blocks around the corner here from me. Serve Pro. You know, they ride around the country doing these these disaster restorations. They got those diesels, and typically they got those dual trailer diesels. They had four of those in our community just to deal with a portion of what had took place here. But my point of saying that, Dave, is that when the person I'm buying the house from that I'm buying right now, I'm not in a traditional mortgage loan. I'm buying directly from this gentleman. He and I were going through the insurance stuff, and all the damage that our house took alone added up to about $25,000. Well, they had so many claims, they even told us we might wait 5 years before we can get our claim responded to. Fortunately, we got it right away, but that's what we were told ahead of time. But so many people didn't, and some people are still waiting here in this neighborhood. But on top of that, they told us it maxes out at $10,000. The average damage was probably $20,000. I'm a builder. I had to go do some of this stuff. I just wanted to confirm that you were right. They didn't want to pay out nobody.
I have a question.
Got people on hold right now.
I have a question for both of you or either of you, whoever can answer it. I've always felt like the insurance industry is a scam. Isn't it being subsidized by federal tax dollars, which is our money or energy, as people call it? Because, you know, they always push to have something declared a disaster zone so that the U.S. government can then use funds and stuff to try to make the people whole. So I'm like, well, you know, what is the insurance industry doing with all of this money they collecting that they ain't got money to cover it? And why does the federal government need to come in? That's my question.
Hey, Scotty, Dave, can I put something forward to what Scotty said? Okay. Well, Scotty prompted me to at least let y'all know the neighborhood I live in is 90% non-white, particularly black. So he just made me realize a lot of the still waiting to be addressed attention in this neighborhood. We've known for so long, you know, we know that our particular commissioner district, county commissioner district, is not, you know, doing the job. I've made calls to him myself on many occasions about some of the main strips, but I mean, Scotty just made me think of that, and I think the same thing, Scotty. My mother is actually an insurance agent. I'm gonna ask her that question, as you put it. I'm gonna have to re-listen to this, but I'm gonna let her hear what you just said and see if she can give me an answer for you.
And it's so great. It's so many things that Ramon said that's so important. Now, Ramon, to bring clarity for everyone, where you live, is it densely populated with over 1 million people?
I would say we broke 1 million, but densely, no, because we're such a rural area city.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of little suburb towns that make up the million population that serves the whole Colorado Springs. Yeah, but in the metro, I would say we're probably pushing about 500,000-600,000.
Okay, 500,000-600,000. How many people were adversely affected? And just an estimate, how many people of that 500,000
were adversely affected to the extreme that your neighborhood was affected by that hailstorm?
Well, here's what I'd like to do then. Give everybody an image of my community. We're surrounded by four major military bases and an academy here. I mean, three military bases and an academy. My neighborhood is surrounded by three of those military establishments. So our community is heavily populated with military people. And you have a large source of natives here, too. So I would just say out of that 500,000-600,000 a day, you're probably looking at maybe about 80,000. I would even go 100,000. Reason being, like I said, because it's a military population that comes in and out this neighborhood, and it stretches to three different cities. So I would say 100,000 easy.
Okay, great. Great, 100,000. Okay, so now, you heard what Ramon said? That they told him they were only going to pay out to $10,000, and people, and he said the average or the norm, somewhere close to average, the damage was somewhere above $20,000, in between $25,000-$20,000. And what did they say? We can't pay out for 5 years in that small area from that storm. And now this. The insurance company.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, can I say this? What Scotty made me realize is that they didn't even deem us a national disaster. Because if you would have saw it, you would have said this is an. I mean, man, look, my neighbor got a tree that's huge, like an oak tree. I mean, it's got leaves as big as. I mean, the whole. It's just abundantly massive. It shadows everything on the, you know, within this little four or five houses next to him.
Mm-hmm.
This tree, when that storm was done, it was stripped down to like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Wow.
I mean, it was nothing there. You saw homes look like bullet holes that went through the siding. The roof shingles was off. The gutters were gone. I mean, I'm serious. My truck still looks like somebody took fire to it.
Yep. See, the governor should have deemed that as a natural disaster area so that the FEMA and the federal response would have come in. Now, here's what's so important about that. That's a small incident, small area, by a relatively small storm. And look what they said. Now, see, one of the things that's going to be important in the future is that, see, insurance works when no one else is making a large amount of claim. Should you have insurance? Yes. But you should know that you can't rely on those things, especially in today's world, and especially for where we're going, so that you can say, okay, I need to be more self-insured before I start to go in outside commercial insurance. Because when you're self-insured, that means that you're frugal, you practice the necessary financial disciplines to be able to get you past stuff, and then you rely less on the system. And that is more important, but the system doesn't want you to do it. And I want to just add this real quick, because it's really important. The U.S., right now, the U.S. government can't withstand any two major natural disasters right now at one time. That in itself would totally break them.
Just want to let you know you got another call. You got two more calls. First, Ross is on the board, and looks like somebody from the Grand Rapids area. I can't see the – oh, yeah.
But that's from Brother David.
Okay. But go ahead, finish your comment. Everybody's mic is open. Just try to mind your background noise. Thank you.
Okay, yes. And so right now, this government, because of where it is fiscally, remember they're about to have the government shut down and all this other stuff? Where it is fiscally, it can't endure any form of natural disaster and definitely can't endure a natural disaster and a man-made one. Just imagine if North Korea did do something in Hawaii. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Every single insurance company would be like, oh, shoot. Don't pay nothing out because we don't know how this is going to start to transpire. And what the adverse effects and how this is going to affect everything. And then not only that, because they know that the U.S. government won't be able to back them on anything. Anything. That's just where we are. And it's so important from our pensions to our insurances that we become so self-sufficient that you are self-insured. You insure your overall self. Do you need, is it wise for you to have it for small things if one or two people, because then other people are, well, if everybody can't pay, and they can't pay everybody, what does it matter? I'm in the same boat as everybody else. Yes, you're in the same boat as everybody else, a sinking ship. Was it good to be on the Titanic or in the lifeboat? I'm just saying. Question. So we got some callers that's in queue. So I think Roz was first. Where we're going to go to Roz, then we're going to go to, I think it's Brother Davis. We'll go to Brother Davis. L.A. Ramon, if you want to chime in anytime, just do that as well. Go ahead, Roz. What's going on, brother?
Hey, peace, Brother Dave. Peace to Ramon, Scotty, everybody. Great show. I actually worked in the health insurance industry. I used to manage accounts as well as I got my broker license, so I know exactly what he's talking about. Complete racket. Everything you said was 100% accurate, and the thing you want to think about is when you go to the hospital, you are overcharged for everything. I remember I remember in the 90s, I swear, I used to do medical billing, and I'll never forget, I've seen that they charged somebody $150, this was in the 90s, for a two-pack of Tylenol. So imagine you go to a store where you can go to, like, a dollar store and get, like, the little three packs for, like, 99 cents or whatever, and they charge you $150 for one. You know the three packs with two pills in the pack?
Yeah,
they charged $150 for one of those.
It didn't matter if it was a whole darn taste of whatever Tylenol, that's too much. But go ahead, brother.
And then on the flip side, when you go to the insurance to try and get them to pay for things, their job is to not pay. I just finished working for an insurance company, and we used to have people calling all the time, you know, raising all kinds of hell because, you know, bills weren't paid, and they didn't understand why. And it's written into the schedule of benefits. That's why you want to read your policy. A lot of people don't read the policy. They don't understand what they're signing up for. They just go for something that's cheap, and then they realize it's a catastrophic policy. So, yeah, it's cheap as far as your monthly premium, but there's always a caveat. If you're paying a lower premium, you're going to pay more out of pocket any and every time you go to the doctor or are sick. If you're paying a higher premium, you're going to pay lower money out of pocket or no money out of pocket depending on your illness. So this is the stuff that most people aren't aware of, and that's what the industry is banking on, is your lack of understanding, your lack of education, your lack of knowledge, and they exploit that. And I saw it countless times, and it's something that's just the way things work. And how you see this inequality is written into the system. It's like it's the entire system. It's, and I say this all the time, the criminality, the Every ounce of criminality is in the DNA of how the system works. And if you look at, like, police, if there's a situation that causes massive amounts of crime, there's never enough police to cover all of the crime in a given area. If you see a riot or whatever the case may be, there's never enough of anything because it's always done from from an angle of dominance and control, the very few dominating the mass. And that's when I said on the previous episode, I said, you know, there's an African proverb that states the ant will always topple the elephant. And what it is that you have this group of people at the top that run everything, and they have the millions, billions of people at the bottom under such successful mind control that we've been fooled into accepting them dominating and controlling everything. There's nothing in the system that is ever, where there's ever enough to cover if something goes wrong or if enough people start to tap into that specific system at the same time. It's just like when you see with the heat. If it's hot enough in a given area and enough people turn on their air conditioners, you have a blackout. Because the imbalance is written in the system from day one, and we don't understand that. The imbalance, the incorrectness, the robbery, the theft, the criminality, the murder, it's all written in the system. And what happens is, depending on with the situation and how it plays out, you'll get to see how many millions of people they get to wipe out, like you're saying, population control, or do whatever that they want to do. But the whole idea is that all of these systems are Ponzi schemes. Every last one of them is a Ponzi scheme. And everybody has their hand in the cookie jar as far as the government entities and the corporate entities, because they all work hand in hand. And it's all about, like you said, getting people to believe. The trick is to get you to believe. Believe in whatever nonsense they're giving you. And it's a religion. You think about it. This system is a religion. Right. Like, you're believing in their system because, like I said, there's 10 areas of people like
ritual practice.
Yep, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, healthcare, religion, sex, and war. And we don't control any of those things. But if they can get you invested psychologically, spiritually, and physically into that system where you say, okay, I'm going to allow you to control things. You know, so far my life hasn't been, quote-unquote, that bad, so I can tolerate you being in control. But in reality, they actually are remote controlling everything, because the moment you stop doing what they want, like you said, they start to pull resources from you, or they shut off your electricity, or they do whatever it is to get you motivated. That's what I mean when I say it's a slavery system. It's if you don't do what we want, we're going to brutalize you in some form or fashion to get you to kowtow and do whatever the heck we want you to do. And that's exactly what you're talking about. It's just that we're not taught from a young age to understand what we're investing ourselves into, and the fact that everything that's imbalanced and corrupt about it, we're feeding that. Just by participating in it. We're feeding it by participating. That's why I do look into a lot of natural medicine, so I don't have to use the medical system. I try to eat right, so I don't have to end up in the hospital and have to spend money out of pocket, or go through what my father-in-law went through, or go through what my mother-in-law is going through. She's suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's, and I can look over both of their lives and see how their eating habits contributed to this, how the system of white supremacy contributed to their illness. Just the stress of being black in America, how that contributed to their illness, their family experiences, and the terror that the system put on them. These are the things we have to be raising our children to understand early. And if we can do that, and we, like Scotty was saying, if we can start setting up our own entities outside of this, let there be a black internet. Let there be a global black internet that was created on the African continent for all black people globally. Let's start thinking that way. Like they've literally crippled our ability to think our way out of what they've done to us. And that's where they're most successful.
Right.
And shows like this.
Hold on, Roz. Because we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Man, I'm so glad L.A. Ramon called in. I'm so glad Roz called in. I'm so glad that Brother Davis is going to be there. We're going to go that. When we come back, Roz, real quick. I want you, because you worked in this field, when we come back out of the commercial break, one of the things that people should do if they ever go to the hospital, they should call the hospital and negotiate their bill with them first and say, I know you didn't pay, I know you only paid this much for this generic drug or whatever, I'll offer you this. This is what being self-insured is, so why it's so important, so you don't get caught behind these things. And guess what? They'll take it. The hospitals will take it because they know that the likelihood of them getting paid by the insurance company, as Roz just said, is not going to happen. Man, this is so, so important. You're listening to Tando and Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025.
9025, and then we'll see you in queue and definitely we'll bring you up. Raj, real quick, we got another caller. Hold on, and because I want you and L.A. Ramon to hang around still for this and interject, but we want to get to the other callers too, real quick. But Raj, by you mm-hmm. formerly working in the industry, one of the things mm-hmm. that happens when people, let's take from the medical field, okay, in your area, because you've seen it, like you yeah. said, they'll charge you $150. One of the first things that you as a patient should never do is first call your insurance company. First people that you should call is the hospital themselves and try to get them to settle on something. And you tell them, no, that's way too high. You know you didn't pay that for it. I'll offer you this. Because then yeah. what do? They got to do it because they know what? The likelihood of them getting paid by the insurance company. Does the insurance company always pay the hospital's rent?
Nope, they don't. And what happens is when they don't pay the hospital bills the patient. So if yep. the insurance company don't pay, you're going to get a bill that might give you a heart attack yep. depending on what you went to the hospital for. Absolutely. If you don't pay, if they don't pay, they're going to hit you for it without question. And another thing they don't tell people is that you also have in their financial department, I'm forgetting the name of it, I'm having a brain fart. But there's when you go to the financial department in the hospital, if you can't pay a bill because it's exorbitant, they have means of either writing off the bill in total
yep.
or reducing the bill to something that's affordable, because something you said stood out to me. They would rather get payment of some sort than get nothing. So if you have a situation where you get an exorbitant bill and you really don't have the money to pay, they do have, I forget what the program is called, but it's in the financial department in the hospital, where they either can write the bill off in total depending on your financial situation, or they'll reduce it to something that's manageable and then give you a payment plan where you can pay it off in a timely manner, but with decent payments, rather than them just straight raping your pockets and just saying, hey, you know, we need $15,000 by whatever time, are we going to, you know, send this to the credit agency? So these are things that they don't really tell people. That was something that I did for a number of people where they chose plan policies that weren't actually to their own benefit because they didn't understand what I was explaining before, the difference between your premium and the premium payments and the, what you call it, payments. Slipping my mind.
Deductible
and the premium, and when they don't do that, when they haven't done that, I've had quite a few patients that ended up in very, very seriously dire financial situations because they got bills they couldn't pay, and I was able to direct them to the hospital's financial department, and in a couple cases they got like major bills, like thousands of dollars worth of bills, either written off completely or they had it reduced to something that was more manageable. But they don't tell the public that because they rather just torture you. They really rather torture you. And if you got to pay them, you know, for 10 years and they just add on interest, whatever they could do to get you, they're going to do it. But these are things they don't really tell people, especially our people. And I just say, right. you say,
hold on, Raj, real quick, hold on to that thought.
My bad. Somebody else, my bad.
No, because we got this other caller, and I want you to be able to make these points because it's really, really important. Let's go to this other caller. Hold on, Raj, real quick. Mm-hmm. We'll go to the other caller real quick. Welcome, caller, is out of 616 area code. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where are you calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Brother Davis, babe, how are you, brother?
Hey, I thought it was Brother Davis. What's going on, Brother Davis? Say hey.
Hey, man, this is called gleaming. Now, what they do is they absorb all of the resources in the system. Remember bailouts? When they realized that they couldn't do that again, they came up with a different concept, bail-in. But either way it goes, the perpetrator is not charged or has to absorb any cost. This originally started with the Federal Reserve. When the Federal Reserve says, we'll design your money, we'll put it in the system, and then we'll tax you for it. See, what they were doing was they was gleaming the American public to believe in what? That their money was being made by the federal government. It was not. And see, that's what's happening with these services right now. And a perfect example of that is when you look at your federal government now as the IRS. IRS is an independent service. They'll tell you it's a branch of the government, But literally, all they're doing is going out and taking money out of the system. The sad part about it is once they get all the money out of the system, the only thing you can pay with is your labor. So you'll be literally getting service for debt. I want to point that out to you because on the next level, food is going to take a dramatic turn. And literally, you will be given service to eat. They know exactly what they're doing. But here's another thing you don't know. That they have a lot of things going on that are more destructive than we can imagine. Perfect example is the CERN project. Everybody thinks that the CERN project was the Large Hadron Collider in Europe. They think that's where the danger's at. No, there's one right outside of Chicago called Fermi. Fermi works on the same principle of particle science, and it has the same type of collider. Not as big, but they get the same result. There's a lot of things that if you're not doing your due diligence, you'll find that you're going to be victimized one way or another. That was another reason why we wanted to get to a position where we could grow our own food, get our family together, and have enough area that if we have to go out and forage and hunt, we're in a position to. But make no mistake, this is by design, because as people die off, and they will, because of lack of these so-called synthetic medicines that they're going to hold back from you until you, only those people who are healthy can render themselves as a service, will they even get it, because they want more than the two top generations to die off, because guess what? That's where most of the compensation is going to be paid back to, the baby boomers. So listen, I just wanted to add that, brother, and I'll get back in the queue and listen.
Great, great. So true. You know, Brother Dave was talking about the Large Hadron Collider. The LCH. Right, Hadron. You know, when you talk so much, you lose. Large Hadron Collider, LCH, yes, in Geneva. And as Brother David said, it's not just that one. It's also one in Illinois. And there's also ITER, where they're trying to make the sun on the planet. There's so many different things, and it's so, so true. And what he talked about with Gleaming and the IRS. IRS is a branch of the Federal Reserve. It's another private entity. It is a direct branch of the Federal Reserve. It's not a part of the U.S. government. So all of these things come into play, and it's you know, when we look at what has to happen, and the thing about these pension funds is that they're exactly the same thing. And now, when we look at these pension funds, I'm going to go over a couple of companies, and this is what they said. I'm going to just read this real quick, the first paragraph. People who rely on company pension plans to fund their retirement may be in for a shock. Oh, it's going to be more than a shock. Of the 200 biggest defined benefit plans in the S&P 500 on assets, 186 aren't fully funded. They're already telling you, they're already admitted that only 14 of them are so-called fully funded. And of those 14, none of them are fully funded. Let me tell you why none of these are fully funded. Let's keep going. Okay, real quick. Simply put, they don't have enough cash. They put money, because cash is not money. I put it in cash. They don't have enough cash to fund the current and future retirees. The situation worsened for more than half of the funds from fiscal year of 2015 to fiscal year 2016. A big part of the reason is the poor returns they got from their assets in the low, move this down, and the super low interest rate environment. See, this is always the deception. Who sets the interest rate? The private bankers by way of the Federal Reserve and by way of LIBOR. Man, it goes on. A big, like, super low interest rate environment that followed the financial crisis, it left a hole of $382 billion from the top 200 plans. If they say it left a $382 billion hole, that means the hole was approximately around about $2 or $3 trillion, in my estimation.
And it says, go on. Of course, the percentage of workers covered by the traditional defined benefit plans, those that have paid a lifetime annuity, often based on years of service and salary, have been declining for decades as companies shift to defined contributing plans such as 401k plans, but each time a pension plan is terminated, canceled, or altered, thousands of workers are affected. Now, let me go back to here's what it is. Let me give you some of the companies real quick. And it's in this article. It says the company with the lowest ratio of pension plan assets per pension obligation. The companies with the lowest ratio of pension assets to pension obligations. Let's stop there real quickly. When they say assets, ladies and gentlemen, they don't even have real assets. They don't even have real assets. That's like them calling cash money. Cash is not money, never has been, never could be. It's a currency. And the same thing when they say it's assets, they're talking about debt instruments. And what do you think the overall debt in the world is going to be doing as time goes? It's only going to be going up. Someone said, hey, Dave, here, go ahead.
Yes, it was me. What I wanted to chime in with, because you're saying some really brilliant things right now, is what they're not taking into account and is done on purpose is the theft. Because when you see all of these people that get, you know, these executives that get these, you know, tens of millions of dollars bonuses and things like that, that's the money they stole that you put into that insurance company. That's where that money is going. These people are stealing it. Living high on the hog off of the money they stole from you, because the whole thing is, it was done in an equitable and balanced way where people's investment, they were not allowed to actually take the money from those funds and use them for personal reasons. There would be enough in the insurance company to cover the people, or in Social Security, but they take the money from Social Security to give it to the military or to something else that they think is more important, or some other corrupt scheme that they write some executive order for. And this is the stuff that they're not telling you about, is that, you know, how many trillions of dollars have been skimmed off the top, whether it's corporately, whether it's, you know, governments, whether it's individual politicians. This is what they're not taking into account. So all of a sudden, there's not enough. There's not enough because there's so much being stolen that what they leave behind is just enough to make the system look like it's working until something catastrophic happens, and then we see the result in some sort of collapse. But go ahead, I'm sorry. That's what I wanted to contribute.
No, Rob, you, man, spot on. Very, very important. And see, in my estimation, and I would just like to add to what Rob said and everything, this is what, in my opinion, is that we need to look at. If things were equitable, you wouldn't need insurance because there would be a proper medium of exchange for services. If you don't provide an equitable service for an equitable asset in return, you don't get paid. Meaning this, you wouldn't need a debt system that needs to have insurance and pyramid schemes, because that's how debt works. It doesn't work off of assets. It works off of lives. So in an instance, your overall doctor's bill, a doctor would be paid equitable for what they have to perform. In an asset, you would be paid assets, you wouldn't be paid debt instruments. And this is why we really don't see this is why we have to focus on what is really happening. They're taking your asset of your energy and they're giving you something that has no real value. That is making you a slave to the system, because you'll never be able to have any prosperity. Let me get back to this real quick before, because we're getting late in the show. Listen to this. Companies with the lowest ratio of pension assets, and I already told you that what they consider an asset is a lie. All of their, what they consider as assets on the books is nothing more than a debt instrument with a coupon attached to it, an obligation. Intel, they are only 46.6% in obligations to assets. They have more obligations than they have assets. Delta Airlines, 49.4%. They have more obligations than they have assets. And if you really look at this number, you have to cut this down by 3/4 because they don't have it. No, I'm sorry. You got to cut it down to 0. They have all the obligations and no assets. Adelphia is 55.7. American Airlines is 58.1. Andros Petroleum is 58.2. Procter & Gamble is 59.4. 59.4, they have more. As the numbers go up, that means that they supposedly have more assets, but they're still unable to withstand that overall obligations. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Then you got TE Connective, 60%. You have United Continental Holdings, 63%. Freeport McMoRan has 64. First Energy has 65. Harris has 66. Sempra Energy has 68. General Electric has 67. Broadcom, 67. DuPont, 67. Okay, now, here's what's so important about this. A Ponzi scheme and a pyramid scheme works perfectly until it has to meet its overall promise to the person that already paid and has been paying for the past 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never get your overall physical existence back in time. If you're 30, you'll never be 20 again. If you're 50, you'll never be 40 again. So what does that mean? That means that energy that you expended back in your earlier days has been wasted. It shows for nothing. But a promise, and that's based off of debt. Yeah, go ahead, L.A. Ramon.
That goes right back to what Scotty was just saying, is that, you know, here's what I used to ask this question all the time. Why ain't the insurance company required to pay back at least 50% of your premium at the end of the year if you haven't had a claim against you?
Yep, exactly. And this whole thing, what Ramon is saying is so true, is what I was trying to express. In the investment world, if your overall financial advisor doesn't bring you a return, no, not in a year or 2 years, if he's not bringing you a return daily or weekly or monthly, then they need to be out of business. Because why? If they can't produce for you to have a return or ROI, a return on your interest, a return on your investment, if they can't give that to you immediately, if they keep telling you, don't worry about it. You got to go with the market. You're in it for the long term. Pay me now, and I promise you'll get it later. Guess what's going to happen when later comes, when you're ready to collect the promise? They're going to say, that's not contractual binding. There is no, the market is, you know, we never know how the market is going to fluctuate. The market fluctuates. It fluctuates. I never forget, I was in the bank, and there's a lady, an Asian lady, that wanted to exchange some of her cash for a currency, and she came in, she wanted to exchange her cash, and he told her she had to go get the manager because the lady was upset. She said, I come here last week, you pay me this, now you want to pay me now. And the man said, and the guy said, sorry, ma'am, market fluctuations. We have no control over that. And she said, fuck you too. And she walked out. That is what's happening with us.
Hey, Dave.
We engage in things that is never to our benefit. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, your voice gets low at times, man. It's kind of hard to hear, but... You know, I've heard you in the past talk about the difference between cash and real money, but that cash has its uses. So as I've been listening, you know, especially to the information that Ross was sharing, is when you get bills like that or you're facing like a hospital bill, is that one of the instances of where having cash on hand can be a benefit? Because it seems to me that, yeah, you know, they'd rather have the cash in hand right now than waiting, you know, months to get it or haggling with the insurance company.
Yes, because that's one of the things that you can do. You can negotiate your hospital bill, your hospital stay, what they, And you can get a, you can tell them, give me an itemized list. And they have to provide you with that itemized list. They give you that itemized list, and you say, well, you overcharged me here, 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 here. This is what I'd be willing to pay. In that instance, that's when cash is very, very important. It is where you could use it there. That's where you could use it there. Cash has its overall, you use it. You never allow cash to use you. You need money. When you have money, you're guaranteed cash throughout the world. If you have American dollars, you ain't guaranteed purchasing power anywhere in the world. It's a no-brainer. These are the things that we need to be knowing.
Hey, Dave, I just wanted to add this, too. If you really want to know the state of the economic structure in corporate America, ask yourself this. What is the average age of a U.S. airplane? You see, McDonnell Douglas and them, they're making planes, but they're not making them here for the United States. Other countries are buying them. But the United States has the average airplane, I think it's roughly around 9 to 12 years old. That speaks for itself to be a problem. I just wanted to add that.
Right. See, what Brother Davis is saying, this is, see, the things about, and one of the things we teach, the thing about, is that the prices of things are going up. If the value of your dollar is going down, the purchasing power of your dollar is going down. Milk is still milk, but when you go to the store and you got to pay more for it, it's not because milk is going up. It's because your dollar, the overall medium of exchange, the purchasing power is going down. Meaning, the overall debt that you're giving them is not enough. You need to give them more. And guess what? When it comes to debt, it's unsustainable. You can never have enough. The system always takes from you. It never gives you anything. This is why we have to change our overall. We have to supplant the oppression into so that we can rebirth a new realm. And this all starts with you individually first. Doesn't matter if your husband or wife don't want to do it. You do it. Doesn't matter if your mother or father don't want to do it. You do it. It doesn't matter if your best friend or this person doesn't want to do it. You do it. Because this requires you. Because when things happen, they're going to happen to you. And everybody responds differently. And then once you start to see that there's other people that you can align yourself with and do certain things, now you have force multipliers, and now you can start to build. So,
hey, Dave.
We got like 3 minutes left. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have one brief thing to say, actually two. Just thinking about it, like the way that we were put under control was when they took our ability to do things ourselves. I told my wife, when I told her at the funeral, at my father-in-law's funeral, I said, you know, we worry about people stealing our organs when we die and all of this stuff. I said, back in the days, we had to bury our own dead. We would have washed his body ourselves. We would have actually done everything ourselves. Same thing with growing our own food. So we had direct control over what was happening. And if you had a bad year growing your own food, you could always barter with your neighbors to get the things that you were missing to get through the winter.
Yeah.
All of that was mixed with the friggin' supermarket. So now they have you trained to go to the supermarket. You don't know how to grow anything. So when they collapse this economy, you're going to be out there with everybody else putting your life in danger trying to break into somebody's place and steal something. And that's what I mean when you were saying, getting you to believe. It's like they've so corrupted our ability to be autonomous and do for ourselves. And that's where they have us. So everything you say, everything, the premise of this program, man, you're just so on point. It's just ridiculous. So thanks again for a great show. But that was just something I wanted to chime in, just to give people something to think about. Something as simple as just growing your own food or, you know, burying your own dead. We had our own rituals. There were things we used to do, and that gave us direct control over our experiences in different areas of people activity. They forced us to be invested in the system via the system of white supremacy and slavery, and now it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because now we're so trained, they could take the shackles off, and we do it for them. Thank you, and I'll mute my line.
And I want to end on this. Well said, Roz, and I just want to thank L.A. Ramon. Thank you, brother. Well said on and everything in your presentation and what you wanted to share with us. Scotty, Roz, Brother Davis, and all of you always, so important. Here's what I want to leave with before we end the show. Your ownership of things is your deed to enslavement. Your control of things is your promise to prosperity. Because everything that you control means that all the prosperity goes through you first. Everything that you own is recorded on a receipt for someone else's control. Stop trying to own everything. Get control. Get control of your mind. Get control of your direction. Get control of your emotions. Get control. Get control and start building your prosperity. If you don't do it, that's on you. For those of you that resonate that way, you do it in spite of all of those that are around you that refuse to do it. That's on them. So I just want to say much love, much respect to you all. We will finish this because there's another portion to this that is so, so important that I want to get out to you. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so inclined, chime us out of here. We'll talk to you all later. Peace, peace.
Yes, sir. Peace, peace. And and take control of yourself.
I love Brother Braggs.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.